On a Shabbat, while he was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked and ate some heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands. But one of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing this? What is not lawful to do on the Shabbat?" And Jesus answered them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those with him? And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Shabbat.'" On another Shabbat, he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Shabbat, so that they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Shabbat to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" And after looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch your hand out." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus.
在一个安息日，耶稣从麦田经过，他的门徒掐了一些麦穗，用手搓着吃。这时，有几个法利赛人过来说：“你们总是做安息日不能做的事情，你们怎么这样呢？”耶稣回答说：“圣经上曾经记载着大卫和跟随他的人在面临饥饿的时候所做的事情，难道你们没有读过吗？”当时大卫进了神殿，拿了一些饼分给众人吃。果然，这个饼是除了祭司以外别人都不可吃的，那又如何？耶稣对他们说：“人子是安息日的主人。”又有一天，耶稣进了会堂给大家传道，在那里碰见一个人，他是残疾人，右手萎缩。当时的文士和法利赛人都偷偷观察着耶稣。看他是否在安息日治病，这样就能抓住他的把柄。耶稣知道他们的想法，就对那个手枯干的人说道：“你过来站到这里。”那个人起身站立过来。耶稣又对他们说：“我问你们，在安息日到底是做好事还是做坏事呢？是救命要紧，到底哪样事应该马上做呢？”耶稣周围看着众人，对他说：“过来，把你的手伸出来。”这人就伸手过去，马上他残疾的手就复原了。其他人却义愤填膺，觉得非常气愤，然后彼此商议着，到底应该怎样来处决耶稣。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第十讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of us, the second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner, and Learn Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 10th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, let's deal with my today's personal study summary. Therefore, here is what happened. One day, Jesus and his disciples were walking through some grain fields on a Sabbath, which means supposed to be a rest day when Jews don't need to work. The Jews were really got angry, so they picked some grain and eat it. But at that time, the Pharisees may be like some religious leader who was super strict about the rules. They got super mad and said, "Hey, you are not allowed to do diet on the Sabbath." Jesus was having it. He reminded them about a story where King David ate holy bread that only priests were supposed to eat, just because he and his men were starving. Basically, Jesus was saying then, "Look at, I'm in charge of the Sabbath. The rules shouldn't stop the people from doing good or surviving." Then, on another Sabbath, Jesus was at a synagogue. Maybe synagogue means like a church right now, to teaching people. There was a guy with a severed hand. The Pharisees were watching like hawks, hoping Jesus would heal him so they could say he broke the Sabbath rules again. But Jesus knew what they were thinking. He called them forward and asked everybody, "Is it right to do good or harmful thing on the Sabbath?" Then he told the man to stretch out his hand, and bloom. The hand was healed suddenly. At that time, the Pharisees wasn't happy about that thing. Instead of celebrating the miracle, they got super angry and started voting against Jesus. Is it crazy? Yes, I think so. Now, let English sister make a go for the summary.
Hello, sister. The Pharisees and Jesus had often discussions about the Shabbat, which was a very important day according to the law of Moses.
你好，妹妹。今天我们所学的法利赛人和耶稣经常讨论的安息日，根据摩西律法，安息日是非常重要的一天。
The question is always the same. Do Jesus and his followers, his disciples, have to follow the traditional religious rules or not?
问题的关键实际上是一个问题：耶稣和他的门徒是否遵循传统的宗教守则？
Jesus said clearly no, because sometimes the needs of life, like hunger, for an example, are more important as a religious rules. He argues in this text with an example of the Old Testament, and he declared himself higher than religious rules because Jesus gives grace and not rules.
耶稣在明确地回答说不的时候，为什么这么说呢？因为像面临饥饿这样的生活需求，即使作为宗教规则来说，实际上饥饿比宗教规则更重要。他在这段经文中以旧约为考证，并宣称自己高于宗教规则，因为耶稣给予的是恩典，而不是准则。
Then the discussion goes on. Jesus asks if it is allowed to do something good on the Shabbat and heals a man with a withered hand.
然后讨论就继续开始了。耶稣又问，在安息日是否可以做善事呢？并且他在安息日治愈了一个手部萎缩的残疾人。
Of course, healing and doing something good is more important than a religious rule, but the Pharisees became very furious and were talking among them how they can harm Jesus, which ended in his crucifixion at last.
当然，治病和行善比宗教规则更为重要，但当时的法利赛人非常恼怒， 他们在其他人中间议论纷纷，然后想着如何未来对待耶稣，而这种态度最终导致了耶稣被钉在十字架上。Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why were the Pharisees upset when the disciples picked grain on the Sabbath? 为什么法利赛人当时在门徒安息日的时候，因为仅仅他们摘了麦穗儿，就感到非常的气愤呢？
Jesus broke their religious tradition that it is not lawful to work something on a Shabbat.
因为耶稣当时打破了他们的宗教传统，在安息日，实际上做任何事情都是不合法的。Question for sister: What example did Jesus use to explain why it was okay? 耶稣当时用哪个例子来解释这样做是可行的呢？
When King David was out with his soldiers, the soldiers were nearly to starve and die of hunger. So they ate the bread in the tabernacle, which only the high priests are allowed to eat.
耶稣解释说，大卫王带着士兵外出的时候，士兵们当时都快饿死了，然后就吃了剩饼，而这些饼在当时只有大祭司可以才吃，破个例也无妨。Next question, sister, who's the son of man that Jesus was talking about? 耶稣所说的人子又是谁呢？
It is he himself. He gives himself often this name to determine that he is, of course, the Son of God, but also Son of Man, God and man in one person.
当然，这个人就是他自己。耶稣常常把自己奉献给这个人，以此来表明他当然就是神之子，也就是人之子，神与人合一。Next question, sister. What is the Sabbath and why is so important? 安息日是哪一天呢？为什么这一天总是很重要呢？
Shabbat is the seventh day of the week, and people shall rest because God rested after creating the world on the seventh day.
安息日是一周中的第七天，也就是我们的休息天。因为上帝在第七天创造了世界之后就休息了。Next question: What was wrong with the man in the synagogue? 会堂里的那个人当时身体出现了什么样的问题呢？
His hand was deformed.
他的手部变得残疾，已然变形了。Next issue, sister. What did the Pharisees hope Jesus would do and why? 法利赛人希望耶稣做什么呢？为什么这样说呢？
They wanted him to do a miracle to have a reason to blame him after.
当时法利赛人希望耶稣能创造一些新的奇迹，以便事后有理由去责怪、控诉他。Next one. Therefore, sister, how did Jesus respond to their thoughts? 耶稣是又如何回应这些人的想法呢？
He asked them first, is it allowed to do something good on the Shabbat?
耶稣首先质问他们，安息日到底可不可以做些善事呢？The next question for sister. What question did Jesus ask about doing good on the Sabbath? 耶稣关于在安息日行善这样的问题阐述了自己的观点吗？
He wanted to know of their mouths if it is allowed or not.
耶稣想知道他们的嘴 是否允许被阐明观点，或者是不行？Next question for sister. What happened when the man stretches out his hand? 当那个手部出现问题的人把手伸出来的时候，发生了什么呢？
He was healed at one moment.
那个人当时就立即痊愈了。Today's last question, sister. How did the Pharisees react to the healing? 法利赛人对这个人治愈的反应，当时做了什么表示吗？
They became furious and searched a way to do something harm to Jesus.
这些人当时非常愤怒，想方设法，最终却能伤害到耶稣。好啦。今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年4月份春天快乐，我们下期再会。